Can you tell me your origin story, at least what you know of it?
Yeah, so what I know of it as of today is that I was abandoned on the back doorstep of the Prince Rupert Regional Hospital, and I was found on the early morning of October 14th, 1977. I've actually had the fortune to connect with the man who found me. His name is Ron, and his wife is Mabel. They actually still live in Prince Rupert. Pretty much from there, I was brought into the hospital, checked out, and then I lived there in a home until I was adopted. And that's pretty much all I know.
You recently had the chance to talk to Ron and Mabel. What did they tell you about discovering you as such a wee thing at the back of the hospital?
Well, you know, it's really quite interesting. We're now actually quite well connected. I think we sort of consider each other like family, right? It's sort of my first person that I've never ever known. For Ron, it was actually quite an emotional experience for him. You know, he was, at the hospital that night. I think their oldest son was, in the hospital. He had a fever or something of that nature. And so Ron thought, well, I'll just go for a smoke break. And so he walks around and he sees this 70s type bedspread, just kind of moving ever so slightly. And he figured, oh, well, it must be just a bunch of cats or something, right? So he goes over there, and then what does he see? He sees me, naked inside this bedspread, and he just went, I'm out of my depth here, okay. And so, from there he went and he got help from the nurses inside. And it's really such a wonderful connection. It's been quite lovely to have that in my life.
Hmm. You have been searching for your biological parents for, would you say, your whole life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 38 years old now, so I've been looking for 20 years solid to find answers, to find them.
Why do you still want to find them so many decades later?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess what I'd like to say is, well, wouldn't you? Like, imagine going through their lives not even knowing the name of their parents, not even knowing what they look like or where they come from, or even what your name should have been, could have been. I mean, it is the ultimate mystery of self, right? And so, I think for me, I've obviously had to come to terms to it as my life has gone on and as I've grown into a woman. And I've obviously had to find myself outside of that type of context, but that mystery still remains. I mean, with each birthday, with each Christmas, it's, well, are they thinking about me? I'm thinking about them. I wonder if they're still alive. I mean, what a luxury I think most people have. I mean, you know where you come from. You know that your mom and dad are alive and well, and they live down the street. I mean, that's what life's about.
You've championed the rights of abandoned children right around the world. What are some of the things that you share with other individuals who were left at birth?
Yeah, we kind of have our own sort of private club, I would call it, the number one thing that I always say is never hide from your truth, right? Like, for sure, we may all not know exactly why we were abandoned or even anything to do with our origins or our parents or anything, but that whole word abandoned, and I mean, yes, you've got this thing called adoption where, people go through the process and they have the paperwork and then there's the handover. It's a very thoughtful process that requires a lot of procedure, but being abandoned is a whole other world where it conjures up so many thoughts of feeling unwanted, feeling like you're this alien that's just dropped out of the sky and really that you're not really supposed to live. Like, why are you here? Like, it's a very confusing thing. So if you don't really deal with that as a person, you really just self-destruct as a person. I mean, I've seen many people who haven't, and you name it, alcoholism, divorces up the yin-yang, bankruptcy, because really, in effect, you're kind of running from yourself.
If you don't get any more clues, what next?
You know, I think I'm going to shut it down. Yeah, I am. And not in a real sort of stoic way where, you know, that's it, that's all, I'm just going to quit and throw my hands up in the air and have, you know, a big fit. But more so of a peaceful way, you know, to say to myself, look, you know, I've done everything that I can do. And, you know, like anything in life, there comes a point in time where you just have to resolve things without, you know, any real resolve, frankly, right? You know, and I just kind of think that I'm 38 years old. You know, you start doing the math, and yeah, I'm going to give this one real good push. And, you know, from there, I think that's about it.
Have you had any response so far from people to the recent postings you've placed on social media?
You know, I've had, you know, a few people reach out to me just to say, oh, wow, great, you know, yeah, I hope you do well, those sorts of things. You know, I had one woman who said that her mother-in-law, who's actually, she's deceased now, worked at the hospital, and they might have a photo of me, you know, in the hospital. Again, that's absolutely so incredibly important to me. I think the earliest photo I have of myself is 5 or 6 months old. You know, but again, you know, that's one of the things with my search that I just always find so mysterious. Time and time again, very little really ever comes forward. Everything that I try and surface just comes up flat. Just nothing comes back. At times, I feel frustration. I feel sadness. But on the other side, you know, really my appeal is to my biological parents. And when I look at them and when I look at a situation like that where, you know, a mother or a father, you know, again, I don't know who was involved, right, you know, are in a state where they are so desperate they have to do this. I just want these people to come forward, but yet I also feel compassion for them.
Best of luck.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I hope you get the answers that you're searching for.
Yes, I do too. Absolutely.